Good morning. Today we celebrate the presentation of our Lord. This morning's passage comes from the epistle appointed for tonight's evening prayer, the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. It reads, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure." Today's feast is also known as the Purification of St. Mary the Virgin. It may be celebrated with Candlemas procession for Holy Eucharist. As the Church remembers Jesus' presentation to Simeon in the temple, our reading reminds us of our call as children of God. Jesus' entrance into the temple marked the end of the old ways of burnt offerings and animal sacrifices. Our adoption as God's children continues to carry Jesus' new light in the world. John's letter reminds us that the complete revelation of Christ, the Anointed One, is not yet complete. We are works in progress, and God's light continues to evolve and grow and emerge in the dark crevices of our lives and of the lives of those around us. Most times, we just need to show up. I invite you to join with me today by reflecting on the times, places, relationships, etc., where God is asking us to show up. What is preventing us from being present in a given relationship or a certain responsibility? Ask God to shine his light on that so that his glory may give you strength and clarity. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 239 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for the Presentation. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly pray that, as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple, so we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. O Almighty God, let me walk in beauty, and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made. My ears grow sharp to hear your voice. Amen.